KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Employment officials in the G20 have proposed a 10-year extension to targets they set in Australia over a decade ago to close the gender workforce participation gap by 25%. Last year in Brisbane, leaders in the employment working group aimed to achieve the goal by this year. During their meeting in Umhlanga this week, they acknowledged that there hasn't been much progress in improving women's participation in the workforce, but also in narrowing the pay gap. Yesterday, Siyabonga Hadebe, who's with the Department of Employment and Labour, asked G20 countries to consider the proposal.
The member states heard us out. They did not object to it. So we hope that when we meet in Geneva in May, we can refine it further. Maybe we can have an outcome that we can hopefully announce by early August.
He says some members of the working group have endorsed the move.
For China, we welcome the presidency incorporate the gender equality as one of the priority of this year's G20. We also strongly support the principles to achieve the women empowerment as well as gender equality in the workforce among G20 members. We do think that it is reasonable as...
In other news, KZN Social Development says it's still reeling from budget cuts implemented in 2021. Despite not having any cuts for this financial year, it says the previous cut has left it with a budget shortfall of over R1 billion. Yesterday, the department's Senzo Zungu told the KZN Finance Portfolio Committee that their budget isn't growing. He says they'll have to fork out over R40 million to settle outstanding invoices that have been piling up due to the recurring financial constraints.
In the department, we've been struggling to pay the invoice within 30 days because unfunded wage increases. We reprioritized R41 million into this program, and there was also additional R15 million that was received from provincial treasurer to assist in the payment of invoices.
And abroad, a Hamas official says they expect real progress towards a ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. Senior leaders from the Palestinian group are holding talks with Egyptian mediators in Cairo today. The meeting comes amid ongoing violence in the territory, with several children among 10 people killed in an Israeli strike in southern Gaza yesterday. The scheduled talks in Cairo also come days after U.S. President Donald Trump suggested an agreement to secure the release of hostages held in Gaza was close to being finalized. On the weather front back home, clear skies are expected in most parts of KZN tomorrow. Durban, Margate, Newcastle and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 27 degrees, Ulundi and Richards Bay 29, Ladysmith 28, Moy River, Kokstad and Underberg 25. In Durban, we've got 2 meter swells at sea tomorrow morning with sunrise at 13 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. That's it from us for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyif.